Yes, he was waiting patiently. Brad Rosen, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning, team. And the Orlando Magic have the first pick. I do not think they will pick Rory Racklebury. Or
Bido's on fire in here, Bradley.
We will go to the NBA shortly, but I want to start with the NBL, Brad, because it seems that only the ACT government, or support from the ACT government, is that's needed to get Loz's Canberra Cannons back in the NBL.
Oh, it gives me chills. The hairs on the back of your neck stand up when you think of the Cannons coming back. I played against them my whole career. Loved it. You're talking Phil Smythe days and the championship. Bob Turner was coached down there. Herb McGeechan. Oh, Loz will love all
Cal. Don't forget Cal.
Don't forget Cal. Bruton, Run and Son and have some fun. They got good old Cal. Yeah. Oh, look, it'd be brilliant. And as we know, whatever Larry Kesselman wants, pretty much he gets with the NBL, so they've done a fantastic job, and on the back of what Tasmania's done, I'd be shocked if they're not there.
They'd be well supported down there too, Brad. I mean, I was down there when I first get to Canberra, 87, and they were, I'm telling you, they were a hot ticket in town.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, look, they will, and I think they'll get the backing, and, you know, the good thing, we've had teams come in and fold previously, but not under the Larry Kesselman way, not the way he does it, and not the way we did it, you know, with Southeast Phoenix, and also now you add the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. I think it'd be brilliant for Canberra. It's exactly what it needs.
On that then, Brad, when do you think we'll see the second Sydney team?
Look, it wouldn't shock me if it's sooner rather than later. I mean, okay. Certainly not this coming year, you know, certainly not this coming season. I'd say, look, you'd lock it in for the following one, or at the absolute worst, the one the later. But it will be announced sooner. And what I mean is, they're not just going to say, right, here's the team, let's go. You know, they usually bring teams in a season before. It gives them time to get the coach, the staff, and then they start to recruit people. So very exciting times.
Over in the NBA, and I know, Brad, some of these awards and teams that they're handed out really are, some are just so far off the mark. And
Josh
Giddey, I mean, he's been named in the NBA.
What's going on there?
All-rookie second team.
What are they?
And did they watch the first three quarters of the season?
I mean, the guy got Player of the Month a couple of times in a row. Like, what are they thinking? And I hate the fact, you know, like, some players do tend to get injured at the end of the year, or, you know, the season's done, so they'll go and have surgery and do what they do. So then they're sort of like a bit forgotten. How can you forget that kid? He was an absolute superstar. So it's completely wrong, ridiculous, and that's sometimes what I don't like. I mean, we've had some MVPs at the NBA where you shake your head and go, what, just because they can score? And that's what it seems like's happened here. Josh Giddey should have been in that first team, no question. Put it on your back, mate, and show them how good you should be in the next year.
Just before we get on to the current conference finals, your take of the fallout, particularly for Philadelphia and their playoff loss, I still think in time, Brad, that Ben Simmons to Brooklyn will end up, or the Brooklyn Nets will be a success, more so than James Harden at Philadelphia. And I think we got a taste of that in this playoff series.
100%. You know, I mean, look, you guys asked me, and I think we all agreed. Brooklyn won that without a doubt. They've done wrong, Philly, by Ben Simmons, and it came back to bite them. And look, if every Australian didn't have a bit of a smile in the back of their mind, you'd be shocked. I think it's one of those things where it's like, ha-ha, told you so. I know I did. And I think it's such a shame what happened in Philly. And they came back and bit them. That's simple as it is. And James Harden, oh, man, they were booing him. We've seen that before, haven't we?
Who's your pick, buddy, for both semis?
Well, how wrong was I? We sat here last week and I'm thinking, oh, look, it'll be Phoenix. See you later. So don't listen to me. But look, you'd have to go. It'd be so hard to go against Miami and Golden State, certainly after what they've done in the first games. Mm-hmm. But just as well, I mean, they're humming at the moment. I thought Luka was unbelievable with Dallas. But, you know, Golden State are another beast the way they're playing. So, yeah, you'd go against those two to win the conferences. And then please go seven, because those series have just been fantastic. Got to give a bit of credit to Boston as well. I thought they've been very good.
No, I'm still on the Boston train. I'm on the bandwagon. They're $2.05 for Game 2, tipping off 10:30 this morning. Miami $1.80. And Jamie told us earlier this morning that, Horford and Marcus Smart should be back for the Celtics. So does that tip it in the Celtics' favour?
Look, I certainly think it tips it in a better favour for him. I mean, Marcus Smart's the glue for that team. I mean, Al Horford as well, he's been great. But Marcus Smart, I mean, that guy can guard anyone from the 1 to 5, even with the height that he is, and he just gives them that oomph. But I'll tell you what, was he the best dressed or the weirdest dressed on the sideline there? The other guy, my goodness, how do you get away with wearing that? But anyway, look, I think with Boston, they will be so much better today. Wouldn't shock me with a win, but yeah, Miami at home, they're tough.
Oh, I'm having a bet there today. Boston $2.05.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one.
And I want to get your take on Phoenix as well, because I reckon that's one of the greatest playoff meltdowns, considering they won 64 games to be beaten by Dallas and to be down 46 points on their home floor in a deciding Game 7. Have you seen a worse playoff result?
No, that's as simple as that. Absolutely not. And this is the team where everyone was like, wow, how good they've been. They made the finals last year. Okay, the Bucks got them. This is their year. There'll be a fallout for that. You know, clubs and general managers, they don't, you know, you can't do that on your home court for something not happen. You know, questions are going to be asked now. Is this Chris Paul's final? You know, is that it? Can he make another run? What do they do with Booker? What do they do? Do they grow? Do they get a new coach? Like, some awful times coming up in Phoenix.
Kings still celebrating, Brad?
Oh, well, I don't know about them, but I am. Oh, how good are these boys? Now, look, fantastic. They've had a few ceremonies on the during the week, and now they're looking towards next year. You put that in your back pocket, they're going to have a lot of trouble trying to keep players like a Jalen Adams. Ian Clark was phenomenal. But, you know, they're still celebrating. Come on, as if you wouldn't. Go those Kings!
Hey, Brad, just before you go, just on, like, Jalen Adams and people like that, how long is it before you know that either they're, you know, get accepted over there in the NBA or they stay here and play for the Kings? So what's the process that they go through now?
Good question, Loz. And the hard thing with that is the NBA is still like a few, even a couple of months away before it's like, okay, we can offer you this contract, because they're going to be fringe players. They're not the LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know, so the problem you've got there for the Sydney Kings is, we really want you back. And he's going to say, well, I'm happy to come back, obviously, if the price is right, but I want an NBA out clause. And so there is times where you can sign them, but then if they get that NBA clause, then you could lose a player that's the next best. So it's a very, very difficult time. And obviously for the Kings, they're going to be doing everything they can. But for Jalen Adams and his agent, they're going to be like, mate, you're the MVP of this league. Sit back, relax. You'll always get a job. Let's see if we can get the NBA. So for Chris Pongrass and the team at the Kings, who's got to make tough decisions, it's not going to be easy. And Ian Clark's another one like that. These guys are on the verge. They're good enough to play there.
Thanks so much, Brad. Have a great weekend.
It doesn't matter that it's the off-season. Go those Kings.